With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The protesters out in force in Guatemala City the other day as Vice President Harris stopped by for a meeting with Guatemala's president. Huge banners on display reading, "Kamala, Trump won," and "Kamala, mind your own business." Harris, put in charge more than 2 months ago of the administration's response to the border crisis, has yet to visit the southern border, although today she is a bit closer. Harris now in Mexico for a meeting with that country's president. They got it, but they couldn't hold on to it. The $4.4 million paid by Colonial Pipeline to those behind a ransomware attack.
The FBI announced yesterday it was able to recover the majority of the ransomware payment by identifying a virtual currency wallet used by the Russian-based hackers.
Correspondent Julie Walker says today Colonial Pipeline CEO is due to testify before Congress. He's expected to detail his company's response to the cyber attack and to explain his decision to authorize the ransom payment. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel may be on the verge of resolving its latest political crisis. A vote of confidence on a proposed new coalition government is planned for Sunday as longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu struggles to hold on to power.
The new coalition brings together parties from across the political spectrum. Factions from the far right to the far left have been united in their desire to oust Mr. Netanyahu. He's desperately trying to peel away support for the proposed government and deny it the parliamentary vote of confidence it must win.
That's the BBC's Alan Johnston. President Biden catching some flack for failing to commemorate D-Day on Sunday's 77th anniversary of that momentous World War II military operation. Not so much as a mention on Sunday of the U.S.-led invasion of Normandy. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. We're working to get an update on the condition of a woman who was shot in the face Monday evening in Jacksonville's Hogan's Creek neighborhood. It stems from an altercation with a man. And according to JSO, that's not all.
Two residences were struck during the gunfire, and they were occupied, but none of the residences were injured.
Cops say they're looking for a late model maroon four-door Mercedes-Benz in connection to the incident. A federal lawsuit has been slapped on the St. Johns County Board of Commissioners over its refusal to consider a proclamation recognizing the LGBTQ plus community. The complaint filed last week argues that the board infringed on community members' constitutional rights. And the event schedule's been released for the controversial Orange Crush event in Jacksonville Beach. Organizers releasing the lineup, which includes multiple beach days, a pool party, and nightly events at local establishments. The festival's set for June 18th through the 20th. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice. And failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still looking at those pretty smooth roads. Really, only thing happening is our usual slow traffic on JT Butler headed east right before San Pablo. For now, just add an extra couple minutes, but expect it to slow down as the morning goes on. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today there will be a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high around 90, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 73, right now 74 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line announced they will not require any of its passengers on U.S. cruises to be vaccinated. AAA warns gas prices across the Sunshine State could rise this week as increased demand across the globe is leading to higher oil prices. And on Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 5 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here. As we said earlier, a lot of times it's big national issues that kind of dominate the news stories of the morning. Sometimes it's state. A lot of it's local. We'll get into a lot of that. Coming up in just a few moments, all the way with you to 9 a.m., right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. A unanimous decision by the U.S. Supreme Court has said that thousands of those living in the U.S. illegally cannot be eligible to apply for a permanent green card status. Here's the latest with that, the Associated Press.
It's made it more difficult for some migrants who entered the U.S. without permission to stay here. In a unanimous ruling, the nation's top court sided with a lower court ruling saying an El Salvador couple who received temporary protected status after entering the U.S. illegally cannot obtain a green card to remain here permanently. The TPS program allows hundreds of thousands of people in a dozen countries where there's been armed conflict or natural disasters to live in the U.S. temporarily.
Some people looking to take cruises this year are asking, when will some of the Florida cruise lines be ready to go offshore and go to other countries as well? Well, that's still up in the air between lawsuits taking place between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the CDC.
The state of Florida is suing the Centers for Disease Control over a vaccination question that could impact travel.
Royal Caribbean, headquartered in Port Miami, reversed its previous stance and now is saying we're not going to require any cruise passengers absolutely have a vaccine. Cruising, though, from Florida port still remains in flux because the state of Florida, led by Governor Ron DeSantis, has filed suit against the CDC, challenging its authority to mandate vaccinated passengers. The issue ultimately is who dictates what are the policies for cruise ships coming out of U.S. ports? Does the state actually decide, or does the federal government decide? And that's what a federal judge in Tampa is still mulling over.
That is Fox News' Phil Keating. Governor Ron DeSantis says it's time to go after some of those that are looking to run for school board. And he says, we don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you endorse the issue of critical race theory and support mandatory mask wearing for students, we're going to oppose you.
Not going to support any Republican candidate for school board who supports critical race theory in all 67 counties or who supports mandatory masking of school children. As local elections matter, we're going to get the Florida political apparatus involved so we can make sure there's not a single school board Republican who ever indulges critical race theory.
Democrats want to go after one of their own, West Virginia moderate Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin, because now the senator says he will come out and oppose some of the president's policies for this summer.
Joe Manchin is on the lips of everyone right now in Washington. President Biden's agenda is toast if Manchin's not on board. Manchin likely doomed the touchstone of the Democrats' legislative plan, a key voting rights bill. The Times criticizing Manchin for not combating voter suppression. The left wing is now throwing haymakers at Manchin to convince him to cave. Manchin's opposition to the voting rights bill lays bare raw divides between moderates and progressives. Democrats would not control the Senate without Manchin. Voting rights and infrastructure won't pass without changes dictated by Manchin.
That is Fox News Chad Pergram. AAA says gasoline prices are going up, especially they've taken a little bit of a dip, and now the increased demand across the globe is leading to higher prices out there. Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com.
Looks like consumers still have that risk of seeing a national average of $3 a gallon at some point this year as demand continues to show an impressive recovery. Right now, it's really the economy that's pushing prices higher, but like you said, in the future, absolutely. The limitations on new drilling could eventually become an issue. And of course, now we have this massive infrastructure plan and how to pay for it. And of course, you know, the potential's there. The federal gas tax hasn't been touched since 1993. So motorists really need to be on alert for rising gas prices this year.
Home prices continue to rise. And they say, according to the National Association of Home Builders, the biggest reason why is because of lumber.
But they're rising too fast. And the reason for that is a complete breakdown in the supply chain for building materials. Building materials across the board are going up, but most importantly, lumber has gone up over 400% from where it was last year. And lumber is the number one commodity in a house.
And last week, Agriculture Commissioner here in the state of Florida, Nikki Freed, announced she was going to run on the Democratic side for governor against Ron DeSantis. DeSantis' running mate, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, was asked about, what do you think about the Nikki Freed candidacy?
We absolutely do not fear Nikki Fried as a candidate. Nikki Fried as an ag commissioner has been a total disaster. She has done absolutely nothing in her role, her current role of agriculture commissioner here in the state of Florida.
And that was last week. Roger thinks that's a little too sharp, a little too much dogmatic, a little bit too in your face, Raj?
I think probably...
Hold on, before you answer. All right. Really? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, I'm thinking more. Maybe more could have been done in the statement to create a real tussle between Nikki Fried and Charlie Crist during their primary, because if they're both fighting at each other during the primary, then they're both weakened in the general.
But the question wasn't asked about Charlie. It was asked about Governor DeSantis and Nikki.
Yeah. And that's, you know, where political strategists have to come up with a good wording to kind of plan on what you need to say if you ever ask this question. And they probably...
Okay, so let me go back. Mm-hmm. What Nikki... So you prefer that she would have been a little more polished, maybe? I like what she said.
Strategic.
How so?
Strategic. I wish that maybe she could have maybe elevated Nikki Fried a little bit more to create some competition for Charlie Crist.
Why? We're not looking for Charlie. They want to run against Nikki. So you want to elevate the Democrat? We get accused out of all the time, Raj. Why do you want to inflate that even more?
Well, I wouldn't say elevate the Democrat, but that would be great if they could run against Nikki Fried, you know?
Well, I understand. Yeah. But, you know, here's my
Maybe
point.
Maybe say something, well, you know, I think she's probably a stronger candidate than Charlie Crist.
Yeah, that's true.
Something like that.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Whether you agree with Trump's verbiage or not, what attracted many people to Trump, and of course, you know, unattracted many people to Trump, but was, hey, they didn't get any political spin.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. I think people would... She didn't call her name.
I do admire her complete honesty and transparency, yeah.
Nikki doesn't impress me. I think we need more people like talk radio hosts without some of this on the conspiracy level. But yeah, this is what people want to see. I think people are sick and tired of just hearing the niceness anymore. Enough with the glossary, glorified-looking public image we see on a mailer. We want to see something that looks legit and realistic and not fabricated and not prearranged like professional wrestling. We want to see legitimacy out there. And I like what the lieutenant governor says. And she's Cuban on top of that, which means, hey, they're not going to hold back.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of like this, you know. Anyway, more coming up next. Social media bill that was signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis is now getting more challenges in court. And some of those out there, they say, hey, we understand where conservatives are coming across, but you don't need the government involved when it comes to freedom of speech. And they kind of make a very interesting observation. We'll talk about that coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with some slow traffic on I-10 headed east a little before Cassett Avenue. And it's from some traffic lights that aren't working correctly on the ramp headed towards Cassett. Be aware and add about 4 extra minutes while they try and get everything figured out. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today there will be a mix of sunshine and clouds, our high around 90, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 73, right now 74 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwood. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable, serviceable watch made for under $500. And they've started making jeweled self-winding watches again and sports watches you'd have to see to believe. Next we have Tavon, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches, and they start at $575. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner, the Hans Wilsdorf Foundation. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping, with new in-house watch movements and exciting new model introductions every year. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods, and all of our watches carry a 5-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Get out of the house and be active while knowing you're safe. The YMCA means it when they say your safety is their first priority. They're checking everyone's temperature that comes in, and there are also disinfectant wipes placed throughout the facility so you can triple check that everything's squeaky clean. The YMCA is opening with limited capacity. To see what programs need reservations and to see how the Y is keeping you safe, check out their website, fcymca.org. That's fcymca.org.
Have you been considering extra security for your community, home, or business, but unsure of where to start? Sunbelt Gated Access Systems has the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted local company specializing in fully automatic swing and slide gate operators, access control systems, and video surveillance systems. Whether it's for a multifamily community, single-family home, church, office complex, medical center, country club, or commercial property, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your best choice in Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is fully licensed and insured, a nationally certified automatic gate system designer, and a proud member of both the Northeast Florida Builders Association and the American Fence Association. Sunbelt's trusted professionals have been providing immediate solutions with lasting results and outstanding customer service for decades. Visit SunbeltSYS.com. This working from home thing has been going on for a while now, so take advantage of it. Tackle those projects you put aside for the right time, because the right time's now. Upgrade that space you're spending so much time in. Call American Electrical Contracting. The safety of their customers and employees is their first priority. All technicians are fully masked and equipped with industrial-level cleaning products. The safety measures for customer interaction is second to none. Call American Electrical Contracting today, 737-7770, or visit American-Electrical.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. More lawsuits are being presented against Florida's new law that penalizes social media companies who censor and deplatform political candidates. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says any Republican school board candidate who supports critical race theory and mandatory mask wearing of school children will be opposed.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis poised to sign a bill making Florida the first state in the nation to punish social media sites that deplatform politicians.
Social media companies to publish standards for use and abide by them when it comes to deplatforming users.
Under the legislation, big tech platforms will face $100,000 a day fines if they deplatform a statewide candidate, $10,000 a day for other candidates.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 717, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I hope some of my conservative friends, instead of just spouting out that what somebody else may say, you might have, especially from us, but by the way, the facts that me and Roger represent are indisputable, not opinions. I said facts. The bottom line, many of you haven't read this bill about the social media. It doesn't really protect the common individual. Mm-hmm. This is a bill that protects politicians out there. This is the new bill that Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law. Says, hey, you're going to deplatform us? Well, we're going to fine you guys. Now a group called NetChoice is suing on behalf of internet giants. It's asked a federal judge to put the law on hold so it doesn't go into effect before July the 1st. They say, quote, this is government compelled speech. The federal judge, they want to stop the social media censorship. The several companies have argued that tech companies would immediately lose advertisers if they are stripped of the ability to police their platforms. They say the issue at heart is the case of whether or not tech companies and First Amendment rights are infringed by the new state law. NetChoice and others have said, quote, this is an interesting conversation right here. They say the government cannot come in and tell your network what type of news to cover, what type of stories to promote. Likewise, the opponents say they shouldn't be able to come in and tell private businesses like Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, the content that they must carry as well. They say it's an infringement on really the freedom of speech. Of course, that's what some of the conservatives are saying out there as well. Some of the groups are also saying, yes, we understand, and I understand as well, it's wrong for conservatives to be deplatformed. But you don't need a new state law. The attorney general can actually sue on their behalf already. That's it. By the way, folks, conservatives are not being deplatformed. The top nine posts on Facebook are Ben Shapiro, who I like, Hannity, who I like, and Dan Bongino, who I like. They're not being deplatformed. The number 10 was like Rachel Maddow.
Okay.
Those are the top nine ones out there. And so the bottom line is that many of you have not read this bill. Remember what the state rep said. Here's this clip right here. Here is, this is Florida State Rep John Snyder. Says it goes after those that want to censor political candidates. Folks, again, this bill isn't done for the average Joe and the average gal out there.
More than every 30 days. It also requires that they provide written notice if they do take any
more regulations
form of censoring or deplatforming action against a user. And really, in the final days of an election or any time from the time that a candidate qualifies for the ballot up until the election, it prohibits them from deplatforming a candidate.
There you go. This has nothing to do with me and you. This is to protect those running for office. Now, let me say this one more time. You don't get fit. I understand about the privacy, and I'm 100% with Raj. Nobody complains about privacy. But you're not paying. I pay for Facebook ads. If they choose not, what they do is they send me an email saying it does not fit. Can you please redo the what? Well, we redo it.
So they tell you specifically what the problem is?
They just say it doesn't abide by. I don't complain about it. I need my ad. I want my business, okay?
Okay.
I don't sit there and try to create World War III, which is not wise for me against Facebook. But the bottom line is, unless you're a paid client, they can do whatever they want, folks, okay? Whatever they want. And if you are a paid client, then you do have rights within that contract. If they violate those rights, then by all means, you don't need a new law. You can sue them with what it is already. All right? This is, again, I'm not a libertarian. I'm a conservative. But because if they start here, then what is to prevent the liberal left, who doesn't think, by the way, Facebook censors enough, what's to prevent them from coming after us on talk radio, going after other conservative news publications, about going after the freedom of speech of what you can and cannot post on a live YouTube video or Facebook Live?
Yeah, blogs.
I'm just saying.
Blogs, you name it. Yeah, it would be all up for grabs then.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. This, well, we're going to deplatform because an elected official wanted to put out something against their opponent. Big deal. Half the time, I don't even want to read what half these guys, or what they're saying on Facebook Live anyway.
Technically, censorship cannot exist unless the government is saying you can't say something. If a private company says, I don't want to give you my microphone, that's not censorship. That's
well, they are technically censoring, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not being deprived of your freedom of speech. Just get your own microphone.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. 904-831-0600. Real quick, let's go to, and I mean real quick, let's go to James. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, hey, look. Nikki Fried, her whole, man, I got some inside baseball. Her whole candidacy is based on a lie. Nikki Fried has done nothing for some of the state agencies, for the orange industry, for farmers in Florida, for the Florida. She's done nothing. She's done nothing. She is the worst agriculture candidate Florida has ever had. And I'm not saying that just because she's Democrat. I'm saying that because it's the truth. The only reason why Nikki Fried is where she's at is because I guess the, you know, the voters of the state of Florida rolled the dice on her to see what happens, and she was propelled by the recreational pot people. That's basically it.
You kind of got a great good point. She actually worked at, and our good friend Matt Caldwell, it just I'm still to this day about some of the votes. But anyway, that's okay. It is what it is. But she won because recreational marijuana was a hot issue, and she campaigned in some of the areas where they didn't think she was going to win. Having said that, James has got a point. I, as a news guy, I'm on a daily feed. We get all sorts of from media groups, but Nikki Fried, I'm on her emailing list. And I'm just being totally honest with you. I agree with James. This is not a political hit job, I'm saying. She talks more about other issues than she does about agriculture.
You know what? That's a very good insight, you know? And if you get the citrus, you know, lobby and maybe the cattle lobby in this state, maybe to run some pack ads, her career is over at that point.
Yeah, well, you know? That's true. The ag community...
Unless they like what she's done, which apparently they haven't.
The ag community, population-wise, has a very low voting base. Money-wise, it's huge.
Oh, yeah. They're critical to the state's economy.
Yeah, they're critical. Well, then, what do you mean? No, no. It's what I'm saying is the people that go to Publix would be like beneficiaries of the ag community, but they're not thinking about the ag committee when they go out and vote.
Right.
I'm just telling you. But I'm just telling you, she talks more about LGBT issues. I could tell you than what she may have, may not have done for the ag community. So, 724, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Stay with us throughout the day. Rush Limbaugh's on from noon till 3, and it's time now for the Rush Update.
This could change fair housing laws and could change private property laws. Now, it all started at a trailer park in Fairfax County, Virginia. The property manager started requiring residents to show a valid ID in order to renew their leases. Every household member had to present social security numbers, passports, or visas. Tenants say they were told this was for criminal background checks. Four families who failed to comply and were evicted are now suing in federal court. Their lawyers argue that the requirement's discriminatory because it disproportionately affects Latinos. For years, counties and cities have tried to require residents to establish that they are in the country legally, but federal courts have ruled against them. This time, however, even the attorneys for these evicted families admit the law is unclear when it comes to landlords renting their private property. Now, the lawyers say that they hope the federal court will expand the law, take it one step further. They want to prohibit private landlords from requiring people to prove that they're here legally. These lawyers must know that courts are not supposed to take the law one step further. They must know only Congress has the power to take it one step further to write or change laws. But they don't care. You see, the regime has thrown the Constitution out the window, especially when it comes to immigration law. So they think that they can push it one step further regardless of the consequence. They don't think there will be any consequences.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1921 to 1935 American Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been over 85 years since the last American Peace Dollar coin was struck, but now for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 classic American silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-0864 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0864 now to secure your full pound bag of United States silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-0864. That's 1-800-473-0864.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 295 headed north and turning on to Phillips. Add about 3 extra minutes and we're looking pretty smooth other than that. And if you see anything, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine. Our high will be about 90. Partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 73. Right now, 75 degrees.
Buck Sexton. Consensus is not science. Everyone who actually thinks through this themselves and doesn't just allow their brains to be molded by being stuck at home, being on the social media all the time. The panic porn on cable news channels in general was mind-blowing.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush. Debuting June 21st.
Weekdays noon till 3 on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up next, as I told you at the top of the hour, sometimes there are days where the local issues just outweigh a lot of the state national issues, and this is one of those days, one of those mornings, where yesterday we covered over the weekend where V's Pizza, one of the owners in Georgia put a post out about V's Pizza about, hey, we think many of you are too lazy, get off your butts, go get a job, stop collecting unemployment, you bunch of welfare recipients. He didn't actually say that, but in the words, that's what was said about that post. And then the liberal left took out all on the local V's Pizza. So V's Pizza's, oh, social media posts. I get it. But they're kowtowing to some people out there because they don't want to be offensive. Well, Sinati's Bakery had posted a very harmless picture. Something looked like from the 1950s. It said, quote, straight pride. It's been working for thousands of years and you can make babies. And the liberal left got all worked up about it. And wait till you hear the clips coming up next. And now Sinati's Bakery owners are kowtowing to it. And they say we're not trying to be defensive. Hey, guys, with all due respect, you can go out of your way and try to placate some people. It's not going to matter to the liberal left. They're angry at something. They can't tell you what they're angry about. And then it's you're a racist or you're homophobe. Wait till you hear the clip. coming up next. This is one of these local stories that's getting a lot of attention. And we'll talk about it coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The protesters out in force in Guatemala City the other day as Vice President Harris stopped by for a meeting with Guatemala's president. Huge banners on display reading, "Kamala, Trump won," and "Kamala, mind your own business." They got it, but they couldn't hold on to it. The $4.4 million paid by Colonial Pipeline to those behind the ransomware attack, most of the money has now been recovered. It was paid in cryptocurrency. Israel may be on the verge of resolving its latest political crisis. A vote of confidence on a proposed new coalition government is planned for Sunday as longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu struggles to hold on to power. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 23 points, NASDAQ futures 51 points higher, and S&P futures are up 5 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A woman was hospitalized Monday evening after a shooting in Jacksonville's Huggins Creek neighborhood. Apparently the victim got into an argument with a man, and that man shot her. According to a JSO sergeant, during the altercation, two homes were struck by gunfire. Cops are trying to track down a late-model maroon four-door Mercedes-Benz. According to Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity, during the week of May 29, 2020, there were more than 7,600 people in Duval County applying for unemployment benefits. A year later, only 420 new claimants. That's a big sign that the local economy is getting back on track. Still, local industries are facing a major labor shortage. Last week, the governor reinstated work search requirements for those on unemployment. A federal lawsuit has been slapped on the St. Johns County Board of Commissioners over its refusal to consider a proclamation recognizing the LGBTQ plus community. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 295 headed north and turning on to Phillips. Add about 3 extra minutes and we're looking pretty smooth other than that. And if you see anything, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine. Our high will be about 90. Partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 73. Right now, 75 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says any Republican school board candidate who supports critical race theory and mandatory mask wearing of school children will be opposed. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line announced they won't require any of its U.S. passengers to be vaccinated. And AAA warns gas prices across the Sunshine State could rise this week as increased demand across the globe leading to higher oil prices.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up later this morning, podcast follows the morning show. Go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Download the app, put it on your smartphones, those Android phones. It's free, no pop-ups, no monthly charges. Go to WBOB.com. Governor Ron DeSantis said something over the weekend that just like, yes, the guy is, you ever heard of the adage, he is my gut talking. In other words, some people are going, I don't know if I want to say that. And you sit back and go, well, that's what you really want to say because that's what your gut's saying. The governor comes out and says, any of you that even on the Republican school board races, if you support mandatory mask wearing for students and you support the critical race theory, he says our political apparatus is going to oppose your candidacy.
Not going to support any Republican candidate for school board who supports critical race theory in all 67 counties or who supports mandatory masking of school children. As local elections matter, we're going to get the Florida political apparatus involved so we can make sure there's not a single school board Republican who ever indulges critical race theory.
All right. Now, I can go a little bit further, but I love this because I will say this many times. I still think the most important races is not who's running for Congress, is not really who's running for state rep or state house. The most important powerful politician, unfortunately, that you will deal with, that you may, but you will deal with, is your city council person, your county commission, and your school board member. Remember, they can go into your backyard, into your back door, and reach into your back pocket and take money out, and you ain't got a voter say on it until maybe they run for re-election or they choose not to, three or four or what, how many years later. I like this attitude. Many of those on the liberal left are winning seats, Roger, on, quote, nonpartisan school board races out there. But let me just also say this as well, as we call it the way it is on the show, critical race theory, I'm sorry, folks, is not the biggest issue right now among polls, even dealing with certain Republicans, dealing with the issue of schools, it's school choice. It's also about the issue of mask wearing, and are we going to get our schools back open all the way?
And reaching into your back pocket, as you talked about, and taking money, yeah, and you don't have a say about it for the next several years, like they did in Northeast Florida, where the average taxpayer is going to lose an extra $1,000 per year on average.
Yeah, with all these other taxes. Yeah. So I understand the critical race theory. I'm just saying it's almost like the left trying to use climate change as the big issue. Remember, climate change and race, and it's not the top tier issue.
Existential threat.
Right. We've only got 10 years left, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, we're gone by 2012. No, actually gone already.
Yeah. We just made a comeback. So anyway, that's when they were predicting 30 years ago, 2012. Exactly. But it's kind of like the liberal left, how they make that a big issue. I don't think critical race theory is the biggest issue, mm-hmm, because technically it's not really happening here in Florida. So I'm just telling you, there are other issues. I mean, it's an issue, but it's not the top issue among those, even among certain conservatives dealing with the situation of education out there as well. A local story here that got some news coverage, and I think it does deserve some news coverage, down in the beach area, Sinatis. I was at Sinatis about 2 weeks ago, and it was like getting to a line at Disney during the holidays. It was packed.
But worth it.
Yeah, it was fine. It was good. I liked it. I don't eat a lot of sweets, but we went out with some friends.
We had sandwiches and salads,
yeah, too. Yeah, that's exactly correct. But it was a waiting line. And evidently, the owners, I didn't realize, it's been around, we're church-going conservatives, Christians, that's fine. I mean, whether they're not, I'm still going to go there. So basically what happened is the bakery is now apologizing because, in fact, some of you got to go take a look at this. It's on the News4Jax website. They posted was it on Facebook, Raj? It said Straight Pride. It's a picture of actually something from something you would see on one of those like banners from the 50s and 60s. There's a guy and a wife, a husband and wife, mm-hmm, says, quote, Straight Pride. It's natural. It's worked for thousands of years, and you can make babies. Well, evidently, this got a few people all worked up who decided to go after Sinatis and let them have it on social media post. Here's the latest. Listen to this story from News4Jax.
After recent posts by one of the bakery's owners upset many. This post fueled backlash online. It says, Straight Pride, posted by the business's vice president, Doodle Sinati, during Pride Month, and describes heterosexual relationships as natural, implying that others are not so. But both Sinati and the company posted apologies on social media. The company saying, quote, after understanding the hurt it has caused, we want to assure all our customers we are a safe place for everyone, while sharing a Facebook post from the VP who said, I sincerely apologize to everyone who was hurt by my post. Sinati said he and his staff are meeting today to revamp the rules for employee social media activity. He claimed the anti-LGBTQ message was also not consistent with their Christian beliefs.
That post started circulating on social media and receiving backlash. The business here opted to issue an apology on its social media.
Wait, can I stop right there? Is there a consistent message with Christianity and LGBT? Just asking. Thought I'd ask a strange question. All right, more of the clip.
Media channels. Gaskell, the Florida LGBTQ caucus president, said these posts, yes, they are disturbing, but he also said they're indicative, they're representative of a lot of the discrimination that is still being experienced by the LGBTQ community.
All right, so listen to this one part right here. This caught my attention.
Pride Month, and describes heterosexual relationships as natural.
Here it comes, just a
second. Implying that others are not so. But both Cinatti and the company posted apologies on social media. The company saying, quote, after understanding the hurt it has caused, we want to assure all our customers we are a safe place.
All right, well, somebody explain, what do you mean by a safe place? Is someone going postal? And we want to assure, if you want to make an apology, that's fine. But for crying out loud, listen, if we're going to have to make apologies, people, Roger and I are going to have to apologize to the liberal left and some of you some of you Republicans out there, because we don't abide by your Area 51 or we don't abide by some of your, well, maybe Raj, and I'm not saying it to be rude to Raj, some of your more moderate positions. Here is the owner of Cinatti. I mean, a safe place? When was it not a safe place? Because you don't agree with the liberals' views out there, so now it's described as a liberal left and not being a, quote, safe zone? Like a safe zone is going to protect you from something? If that was the case, then gun-free zones would be totally protected from guns.
Everybody was safe there, you know, even before this and afterwards.
Yeah.
So to say that somebody's in danger.
Danger!
Know, unless you're going to gain a few calories, that's the only danger there
is. That's true. So here is the owner, Mike Cinatti. He is apologizing. Listen to this clip.
What you've seen on social media is not a true picture of who we are. I would love and invite anybody to come have a cup of coffee and sit down and find out who we really are. To do anything intentional to hurt somebody is not in our wheelhouse. It's not how we operate.
How many years has Cinatti's been there? Here's what this. You know what I tell people? This is who we are. You know what I tell people? If you don't know who me and Raj are, you better call somebody then. That's what I tell you. Like that one. You better. Listen, to Mr. Cinatti, I'm still going to come back. You could have put up an LGBT flag. I don't recognize this stuff. Raj, I don't recognize. I go in to buy a product. I'm not looking to get political. I don't want to talk politics. I'm off the clock, people. Ron Davis, did you hear me when you texted me 11 o'clock at night? I'm off the clock on the weekend. Stop texting me and Roger. I'm off the clock in a group text.
No, that's different. You can text me. Just don't text
that. I'm joking. But anyway.
I like hearing from my friends.
Yes. 11:30 at night. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, why are we making apologies? Hey, folks, have you seen this banner? It's not really offensive at all.
It looks like a wedding photo.
Look like a wedding photo, yeah.
You know, the wife, the new bride, is now smiling ear to ear. The husband looks happy, and they've got a bouquet of flowers.
Roger, that's not a picture of a wedding. That's a picture of a funeral right there. Okay, anyway, here's this little joke. Married and buried, it all happens the same day.
They look pretty happy, though.
We're going to take your calls, 904-831-0600. Here is Stephen Gaskell from the Florida LGBT Democratic Caucus. He says the sign that they posted is homophobic.
At best, that post is tone deaf. And at worst, it's incredibly homophobic, especially now in Pride Month, where we're celebrating the LGBTQ community.
All right, so don't, you know what, maybe we should do it when it's not in Pride Month. How about that? How about we don't do it when it's in Pride Month? And then we got the St. John's County Commission being sued because they refused to take up a proclamation acknowledging that June is Pride Month. Well, the county commission can do whatever it's want. But we're going to sue them anyways because our final goal is to make sure that June is Pride Month in that city. So we're going to sue them because they decide not to hear it. Hey, I'd bring it up for a vote if you want. But if they decide not to, hey, you don't like it, you vote them out. That's how I, you know. All right, 904-831-0600. I just, you know, don't get worked up by this, Mr. Cinatti. I don't think it's going to hurt your business at all.
It's probably helping. He's getting all kinds of publicity.
So I know some of you wish you could get a lot of that publicity, don't you?
I've never been there before. Now I'm, you know.
I got to take you, Raj.
I feel like we need to go, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jim. Jim, thanks for calling. What's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, Roger. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, bro.
I'd like to dovetail just a couple of thoughts here. First of all, Mr. Cinatti owes no one an apology. Have you noticed that it's only I'm sure you have, you pointed it out, that it's only the fringe of the LGBT community, as they call themselves, that get worked up over just trivial stuff? But secondarily, I have an opposition to women fighting in combat, and I'll tell you why. The thing Mr. Cinatti said was that, you know, the good thing about being heterosexual or whatever is you can make babies. So I oppose women in combat because if you were to get into a big conflagration someplace in the world and a large number of the women were killed or whatever, I look at it this way. How many men does it take to make a woman pregnant? That's a question you can answer.
All right. Well, I'm trying to correlate the Sinatis with the draft.
I'll get to it. I'm going to point it
okay.
out. Okay. How many men does it take to make a woman pregnant? The answer is one. How many men does it take to make 20 women pregnant? The answer is still one. That's why I oppose women in combat, and that's why I don't think that that the LGBT are looking at this correctly. He pointed out that, you know, you could, as the Bible says, be fruitful and multiply. Why are they making such a big deal out of this? Are they just looking for an argument?
Exactly. They're looking for the argument. Now, the correlation with the military, listen, if women want to fight in combat, knock yourself out.
If they want to, but then you're talking about the selective service, that takes it to a different level.
Yeah. But by the way, I know a lot of women that can do much better job when it comes to men. Now, overall, are they stronger? I know some women that are much stronger than men, but not overall. But I think there are certain things about men and women being mixed into, for example, boot camp and barracks. I would not do that. That I'm totally against. In some of the combat, I don't know if I would probably put them in the same area with men just because you want to be focused on the issue at hand, not on certain other things. And when you're out in the boat for a while, I'll let you guys fill in the blank. So I understand where you're coming from, but I don't have a problem with women fighting in combat. Let's go to Bruce on line three. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, I might have misrepresented myself a little to Roger. I said I was an old schoolmate of Mike Sinatti. Actually, it's probably his dad, Bobby Sinatti, is who I was at Fletcher with way back when. But what I called to talk about...
Hold on, can I ask a question, Bruce? Is there anybody that didn't go to Fletcher? Everybody I know goes to Fletcher. They had a big graduation last night. Everything's Fletcher. I'm joking with you, but it's just... Anyway, go ahead.
Well, let me just say, I left there in ninth grade, and I finished school in South America, so...
Oh, really? Okay.
Some people... Yeah, yeah. Anyhow...
Oh, no, wait. Bruce, did you come back illegally in the country? I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
My parents were missionaries.
I know. I'm joking with you, Bruce. Go ahead, man.
Anyhow, here's what I don't get. It's okay for people to protest, you know, in favor of gay pride and all this stuff, and to actually be aggressive against straight people. But it's not okay for straight people to just say, hey... being straight is normal. This homophobe thing has gone way too far. Nobody's scared of gayness, in my opinion.
Right.
They just don't agree with it for whatever reason. It might be biblical, it might be just personal morals, or it might just be that they kind of look at nature and see male and female and don't see all these gazillions of other genders. Nobody's scared of it. It's just, nobody's scared of those people, and nobody's mean. There's exceptions,
right? Yeah.
But nobody's really mean to those people. They just don't agree with the lifestyle.
The only ones.
Bruce, you make a good Bruce. I appreciate your call, my friend. Uh-huh. That was nobody's afraid. Oh, we gotta. I like Sinatis, but for Mr. Sinatti said, well, this is a safe zone. What are you talking about? Was it not safe beforehand?
Of course it was.
Please, Mr. Sinatti, you can apologize if you want, but don't go out of your way. This is I know the beaches. I was born. I'm just saying, is there a big LGBT community around there that we don't know of? I mean, if there is, okay, big deal. But, I mean, that place is packed. I don't care what your sexual orientation is when you go into these places. Nor should it be that way. All right. Squeeze in a couple more calls, quick calls. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Joe.
Joe,
turn on that radio. Radio. There you go.
I turned it off. Buddy.
Okay, thanks, brother.
Hey, this is what we got, okay? I think that the gay community or the LGBTQ community is being very insensitive to all those that are suffering from Alzheimer's because I believe June is, Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
Juneteenth.
Very insensitive on their part because... they're taking, they're putting Alzheimer's in the shadows.
Yeah, there's also, Joe, hold on, wait. June is also, it's also another month.
Juneteenth, at least that
one
day.
No, it's Juneteenth. Orange Crush, right? We're going to that. We're going to do our show from there, right?
There's going to be a big event going on at American Beach. Everyone's invited to. Black and white, whoever.
All right, I got to take a quick, Orange Crush. I mean, hey, I'm sure to be entertaining to do the show from. All right, more of your calls coming up next. 904-831-0600. Hey, can you imagine... is there like a Christian month? Oh, I'm sorry. Christian is dominated by white individuals, so I guess you can't have that, right? Really? What about all the Hispanic and black Christians out there as well? I mean, who looks at race on this stuff, man? Pride Month. All right. In the name of love, you two. Pride. All right, more coming up next. Some of you will catch that in a moment. Right here, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 295 headed north and turning on to Phillips. Add about 3 extra minutes, and we're looking pretty smooth other than that. And if you see anything, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine. Our high will be about 90. Partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 73. Right now, 75 degrees.
Your spring camping headquarters 7 days a week is A Army Navy Depot, San Juan and Blanding. A Army Navy Depot is Jacksonville's only military surplus store with 4,000 square feet of camo clothes, boots like Rothko, original SWAT, Altima and Proper, shorts, tanks and tees, kids clothes, plate carriers and plates and more. Check out the survivor needs, military flags and pins, security, DOC and first responder gear. Gift cards available, A Army Navy Depot, 4721 San Juan Avenue at Blanding.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at EvergladesFoundation.org.
All right, let's squeeze in some more phone calls. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Brian on line 3. What's up, B?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, just I had to call in when I heard what you guys were talking right? about. Well, no, I think it's I think the problem is, had he posted this in December, I don't think it would have offended many people. I think many people would have just been like, whatever. But I think it's that the direct it's like almost a direct response to Pride Month.
I get that. I get that.
But
I did want to say
to the gentleman who brought up Alzheimer Awareness Month, it's also Child Vision Month, and a whole other list of things. But Pride Month has been around since 1999, and it's been official since 1999 by presidential order. And if you don't like it, don't participate. It's not that simple.
I agree.
This is the free market, though, isn't it? I mean, dealing with the public is the free market. And if you do things that the public, whether you agree with it or not, disagree with it, that's part of being a business person. That's part of being in the free market. It is the people and the market dictate things. And right now, you can't really be super hateful and get away with it. It may not always be that way, but right now it is.
Did you think...
You honestly believe that they're being super, super hateful?
No, I don't think. Okay. I don't think in this case. I do think it was really, really, really bad optics, and I think it was a really like a bad time of the year to post that. In this case, I don't. But I think in other cases, you do have clearly defined actions. I mean, there's a bakery that posted an anti-Jewish thing, and I'm Jewish in Pittsburgh.
Really?
And am I supposed to not get offended? I mean, my people have dealt with this for hundreds of years, and sooner or later, I understand why people finally reach a point where they're like, you know what? I don't really care what you think about me. I'm not going to.
Hey, Brian, you know what I would have said in response to that? I would have come back and said, okay, fine. You want to make fun of me? I'm going to own your business by next week. I would have said that in response.
I just, It's not a big deal to me. I think that when it's also when it happens when at businesses that are well established for many, many years in the community. I think it was 2 years ago in St. Augustine, they had a woman at a restaurant that's been around and that all the college go to. She dressed up like Aunt Jemima and got in a lot of trouble. She was a white lady.
Oh.
I think that people have attachments to establishments they've gone to their entire life. So when they feel that people are attacking them, I understand them too.
Interesting. I got to run because for those of you on hold, I want to get your calls in probably around the top of the hour. He kind of has a point. I get that. I'm fair. If he hadn't done it in the month of, like I said, once you do it in the month of July, but if he hadn't done it in the month of June, I get it. But then again, I don't go out and recognize months. I'm sorry. Just because a month is a month and it's named after something. No offense, folks. I don't get excited by the name. I celebrate June because it's warmer weather. I'm taking the kayak out. When September rolls around, I'm taking the crossbow out. I'm just... I mean, I get what he's saying.
December, you know, you're decorating the house. Lights everywhere.
That's right. So anyway, I do that for Halloween, Raj. Anyway, I get. All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You can tell it's summertime by how smooth our roads are looking. But there is a bit of slow traffic on the Buckman Bridge headed towards Mandarin. Just add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine. Our high will be about 90. Partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 73. Right now, 75 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The Supreme Court deals a blow to illegal immigrants. Texas lawmakers try to stabilize state power grid. And General Motors expands its OnStar service. Those stories next.
Let's see. Something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save a typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court refused to allow immigrants who entered our country illegally to apply to become permanent citizens. Even liberal Justice Elena Kagan conceded that illegal immigrants who had been allowed to stay in the country under humanitarian grounds do not have any right to automatically apply to remain. Lawmakers in Texas have passed initial measures to help stabilize the state's power grid and to prevent another massive failure like the one in February that plunged the Lone Star State into freezing cold earlier this year. But legislators and industry experts agree a broader overhaul is needed for a long-term solution in Texas. GM begins offering its OnStar security service to anyone in the country, not just GM owners as in the past. Please join me 3 times each weekday for my updates from the Salem Radio Network, right here on this station. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
In a world of boutique holidays, I'm looking at you, National Fruitcake Day. Only one is known as the Forgotten Holiday. Summer 2021, Dad is back.
That's right. Father's Day is right around the corner, and this year it's time to reward him for participating in all of your quarantine TikToks. Don't know what he wants? I'll tell you what he wants. Dad wants to lay down some sweet lines in his lawn, fire up the grill, and rest his eyes while watching some golf. But before Dad can lay down those coveted mow stripes, he needs a new Honda lawnmower from Tools for a Time. The all-new Honda HRN will make Dad king of his castle and the envy of the neighborhood. Honda lawnmowers feature Honda's exclusive micro-cut twin-blade system for exact cutting and finer clippings. Honda lawnmowers, legendary reliability from the brand you trust. So lace up those white, crispy boys and head down to Tools for a Time today to pick up your new Honda. in the heart of Mandarin, or online at toolsforatime.com.
Okay, so for Dana and James and the rest of you, we're going to get your calls in just a little bit. We're up against top of the hour, and if I try to squeeze in your call, it wouldn't be, it would be rude to, I would be being rude to many of you that have comments that people probably want to hear, may agree or disagree. So I'm going to take some calls in a couple of moments. 904-831-0600, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, our good friend Councilman Rory Diamond is in the studios with us. A lot going on in the news. Can I talk about what may happen for a new stadium and stuff like that? Anyway, so we'll you predicted it. Anyway, we'll be talking about this more coming up next. 904-831-0600, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco, Talk Radio.